This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. My guess is that the report General Motors released today of an internal investigation into its massive recall and how the company failed to fix that badly defective ignition switch is more like the end of the beginning of GM's troubles than the actual end of them. CEO Mary Barra said today 15 people have been fired for what the report called a pattern of incompetence and neglect. Micheline Maynard covered Detroit for the New York Times for many years. She is also a contributor to Forbes. Mickey, it's good to have you back on.
Thanks for having me, Kai.
You wrote back a number of weeks ago about what Mary Barra, the CEO of GM, had to do to deal with this crisis. Number one on your list was transparency. Does her response to this report meet that standard, do you think?
There's a lot of information in the report, and it doesn't seem to answer the basic question, which is how people several layers below the CEO could either make decisions or do nothing without that information getting up the food chain. And that is the question that I want answered, and I bet you members of Congress will want that answered as well.
Yeah, and Ms. Barra will be spending some time with them, I'm sure. But it goes to point number two that you wanted Mary Barra to address, the GM culture, which is infamously siloed and opaque and not responsive to crisis. And it seems to me that this is yet more evidence of that culture still existing. What do you say?
Exactly. So this sort of takes the veil off the culture. And, you know, Mary Barra has made this point that General Motors used to be a cost-focused culture, mm-hmm. and now it's becoming more customer-focused. But if you read the report, things were going on in 2012 and 2013. It's not like all this was 10 years ago. This is very recent stuff. So I think there's going to be a lot of work to do.
On the issue of the GM culture, you point out a couple of things that came out of this report that I wanted you to talk about for a second. The GM salute and the GM nod.
So I'll take the GM nod first. And Mary Barra even talked about this herself. This is a situation where everybody goes to the meeting, everybody hears, we've got to do better, everybody nods, and then they leave the room and nothing happens. The GM salute, and I've seen people do the GM salute. It's basically you're sitting in your chair, you have your arms folded, your elbows are kind of pointing out at folks, and it's to say, it's your problem, not my problem.
This is one of those unknowables, and I don't know, maybe Congress will get to it, an outside investigation. Mary Barra's been at that company for 30-something years. Do you suppose, as this report states, that it's possible she had no inkling?
It is possible because she did say it's a siloed company, and General Motors has 200,000 employees and many, many departments. And I think if you're in engineering, you know it's going on in engineering, but you don't necessarily know what's going on in manufacturing and marketing. But we were told over the last 20 or so years that the car companies had ripped down all these silos and everybody had these flat organizations and everyone talked to each other. And this just looks like more evidence that that didn't really happen.
All right, but wait. If a bankruptcy and what they went through in the financial crisis and the first female CEO of a car company and Rick Wagner, the CEO from a couple of years ago, getting, in essence, dismissed, if all of that is not enough to change the General Motors culture and now this, what will?
Maybe nothing can change it. It might be that General Motors is the way it is, and you have to manage around that. And in a good financial situation, you do just fine. And when things go bad, you see what happens. You end up in bankruptcy and need a bailout.
Boy, that's a little scary.
I hope there's never another situation as bad for General Motors as there was in 2009. And I think Mary Barra was making the same point today about the recall situation. She never wants to go through this again.
Micheline Maynard covered Detroit for the New York Times for many years. She is the newly appointed director of the Reynolds Center for Business Journalism at the Cronkite School out at Arizona State University. Mickey, thanks a bunch.
Thank you, Kai.